If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's get our Block Club Chicago report. We call it extremely local news. Seamus Toomey now with the story of the Thompson Center's new design. I've been talking about this, Seamus, and I never liked it because I don't think it ever fit in with those iconic old buildings around City Hall. What's it going to look like in the future?
Good morning, Bob. Well, it's not going to fit in.
Okay.
The new change. It's not a huge overhaul of the building, but Google, which bought the building from the state for $105 million, they showed off some new designs of what it's going to look like when construction starts this beginning of next year. Really, the big changes to note are they're tearing off all the glass from the front of it and replacing the whole thing with clear glass. So if you can picture some of the ground floor levels and some mixed in was blue and sort of like a faded salmon color. it was really, you know, it didn't kind of reflect how cool the building was on the inside. The outside was really just sort of had a tired look to it. It's been almost 40 years since Helmut Jahn built the place. So they're making a whole new facade that where you'll be able to see through the whole thing and kind of get a look at the, you know, the very interesting interior of it, those huge elevators that run through it. Mm-hmm. They're also doing some covered terraces outside. They're fixing the whole plaza. So it's sort of got kind of a sloping fishbowl look to it, is the plan. So no, will it fit in with City Hall next door? I would say probably not, but you know, they think it's really going to spruce the place up, which, you know, we've talked about for years. It was sort of like hanging on the cusp of demolition with something new there, but people really rallied. You know, you either love it or you hate it. The people who love it won out, so they're going to get a new look. It's going to take a couple years to do all this work, so construction fences will start going up the beginning of next year, and we could be talking about this for years to come and see what people think of it.
Well, the transparency will help because you could look through the building and then see some of the old downtown buildings at least. So it might be better.
We'll right, see. Exactly. You get to pretend it's not there.
Let's talk about the Prince of Pierogi, who has been very busy.
Right, the Prince of Pierogi is the new star of the Chris Kindle Market, the one in right outside Wrigley Field. They've been doing this for a couple years now, and this guy named Christoph Kroll, he showed up last year. He was a big hit, so he's got a much larger space this year, and he is really the star of the show. He's got long lines outside of his food booth. All the other vendors sounds like they're a little bit jealous. They're trying to say, hey, can you steer your line so they can at least wait in front of my store while waiting for your pierogies? But yeah, you know, just a good warm treat on a cold day. And his busiest day, he made 4,200 pierogies. So
wow.
That's why the line was so long. But yeah, he's got Polish beer. He's got something called Hunter Stew, and it's all sort of a Polish tradition. This guy, Christoph Kroll, is a Polish immigrant. He's got a shop up in Door County that closes for the winter, so this is sort of a nice way to extend his season. So
they must be good. They must be
good.
Yeah,
they must. I'm planning on getting in line. It sounds like a little taste of Poland and Door County right there on right there at Wrigley Field.
On the south side, in Humboldt Park, not the south side, but this is a first, right? The flags, the Puerto Rican flags, will be lighting up.
That's right. Yes, new holiday tradition in Humboldt Park. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the giant Puerto Rican flags. They're basically archways for Division Street's Humboldt Park stretch. They're at Artesian on one end and Mozart on the other. They lit them up for the first time this year, and it's really an impressive sight. At night you could kind of see them. I mean, it's hard to miss. They're 60 feet tall, but now they've got them completely wrapped in blue and red lights, and they're going to be lit up through All King's Day in January. So just kind of a point of pride for the Puerto Rican community in Humboldt Park, and really just something of note, another landmark when you're driving west on Division. You can probably see these from about a mile or so away.
Yeah, right at Artesian, and also on Mozart Street, you see that. And finally, we have the story of the Grinch of Beverly.
The Grinch of Beverly. If you live in Beverly or you've used the Metro stop down there at 99th Street, you may have run into this character. He's dressed up in a full Grinch outfit, and he's got lights on him, and he's really just sort of hams it up on the corner for commuters and people driving by. So if you're wondering what's going on, this is he's an actor named Chris Witherspoon, who really steals the show. He's got a guy out there named Brandon Healy, and they just do a lot of I would say taunting of passersby, and but people get out and pose for pictures with him, and put him on Instagram and all that. So just having a little bit of fun. He's out there from 5 to 9 p.m. Through Thursday, and he's going to be out there 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday if you're looking to get some selfies with the Grinch, and kind of just see his theatrics and playfulness.
Nothing like a little holiday taunting. And
exactly.
There's more at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Talk to you tomorrow.